In room number 7, on display are a large variety of selected exhibits, dating from the late Bronze Age until the beginning of the early Christian times, and consists of copper arms, utensils, statuettes, tripods and other metalworking objects, seals, faience amulets and related microcrafts. The most remarkable among them are the copper tripods, the copper bases for vessels, such as the one we see on the left in the second exhibition case on our left-hand side, and differs from the tripod stands, bases, because this is based on four wheels and is decorated with animal figures on the four sides. This base has its own small story, as it had been illegally exported from Cyprus, and smugglers of antiquities tried to sell it in various museums. This copper base was stolen by the Turks and was put up for sale by them in 1978 to a museum in Germany. But due to the fact that all the museums knew that it was originating from Cyprus, they informed the Cyprus Department of Antiquities, and thus the object was bought and repatriated. Further down in the same room, we can admire coins, microcrafts, gold and silver jewellery and utensils, copper and clay lamps, osseous, ivory and alabaster works. We can also admire glass vessels and various other objects, such as the copper statuette of the horned god, who is identified with the horned Apollo from Engomi, the copper cluster of two lions mangling a cow, and the copper figurine of a cow of the Cypro-classical times from Saloy, seals and coins. In the next exhibition cases, we can admire the collections of seals dating to the second millennium, as well as the collections of coins from the Cypriot kingdoms, with the very few golden and silver coins dating from the 6th century BC to the 4th century BC. Silver Ptolemaic tetra drachmas, which were discovered in 1978 underneath the mosaics of the House of Dionysos during maintenance work, are also exposed. Other gold jewellery and golden micro objects. In the last exhibition cases of this room, on the left side, the gold elaborate jewellery dating from the Middle Bronze Age to the early Christian times are exposed. There are necklaces, rings, earrings, needles, bracelets, as well as the golden scepter with the heads of an owl and an eagle on the handle, discovered near the ancient Kurion and dating to the 13th century BC, and the silver plates of Lambusa. In the showcases located opposite, to the right, are on display micro objects and micro crafts made of ivory and alabaster, glass vessels such as tear bottles and myrrh bottles, as well as a collection from Roman lamps made out of copper and clay. Admirable is the ivory handle of a mirror from Pelepaphos, dating to the 12th century BC.